This is Daily Discipleship. Does God have a dual personality? Stay tuned as Leroy Imes confronts this common misconception as we walk through Exodus chapters 21 through 24. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Has anyone ever tried to tell you there are two gods in the Bible? A cruel God of the Old Testament and a loving God of the New Testament? If so, how did you respond? Today's passage portrays for us the great heart that God has for His creation, and especially for those who might be taken advantage of because of their weakness or position in society. For instance, He begins by giving protective laws concerning servants. God reminds His people that they had been servants in Egypt and had suffered abuse under the hard and heavy hand of taskmasters. This reminder was intended to stir a heart of compassion and prompt tender and gentle treatment toward those less fortunate than they were. The maidservants were of special concern to the Lord, and He sets forth a series of laws that would ensure their physical well-being and provide for the comfort and reputation of the daughters of Israel. Not only does God care for people, but He is also concerned for the well-being of oxen. Does God care for even oxen? The answer is a resounding yes. Care must be taken to do nothing that would hurt them. And look at His concern that flows from the heart of love toward a stranger, the widow and the fatherless. He says, "You shall not vex a stranger or oppress him, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child." And then He gives a severe warning. "If you afflict them in any way," He says, "and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry." But not only were they not to be abused, but God's people were to be ready to lend them a hand, comfort and help them on every occasion, and show them kindness. The destitute, the timid, the helpless were to be shown kindness and compassion. But the most outstanding thing of all that dramatically displayed the great heart of God over all of His works was His care for the land itself. The land was not to be abused or overworked. Every seventh year the land was to be given rest. So also the vineyard and the olive grove. In a powerful and dramatic way, the Scripture sets forth the God of the Old Testament as one who was filled with compassion, care, concern, and creative ways to watch out for those who might not be able to watch out for themselves. This passage puts to rest the accusations of those who portray the God of the Old Testament as a God of cruelty, severity, and hardness of heart. Nothing could be further from the truth. God is love. Throughout the Bible, God in His love, mercy, and fairness is the same. "Great is Thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee." Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
The Bible is a treasure chest of God's promises for us today. To help you discover and claim those promises, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, is your quiet time a little too quiet? On Daily Discipleship.